Hey, everybody, this is Angel Answers, and today is December 6, 2023. My name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your co-hosts tonight, and along with the hosts Liz Pfister and Mary Hernandez, Peg Jones will be coming in later. DC Love and Catherine Peoples are not on tonight. So we just wanted to start the show and get going, and I just want to say hi to the angels. Hey, ladies. Hi, angels. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Jan. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Doing okay. hanging in there. And so I'm going to right away just go right into the bios and start with Peg Jones. She is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality. Also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. She has a fantastic book that all of us have. It's an angel book that she's channeled, and I highly recommend it. Then there is DC Love, is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, her in-spirit dog Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. She is a phenomenal light worker. That's all I can say. Just amazing, as you all know who know her. Those are the bios, and I was going to tell a little bit more about myself tonight. I usually don't do this. I'm totally sort of not into it. I just wrap it up in a few sentences of psychic medium, you know, predictor, animal, totems. But I went ahead and wrote stuff down. So it gives you an idea of what I actually do when I'm doing my work and the different work that I do. And it does involve quite a bit. I'm a psychic, a medium, clairvoyant, a predictor, a seer, animal communicator for the living and past, animal totem reader, a natural healer, poet channel, psychic detective, remote viewer, astral travel, medical intuitive, guides, past lives, and that is about it. And that's plenty enough, because once you get all that stuff going, there's a lot to do with that. And I've been doing all that since I started this work. So it's more of an accumulation, and it's all the stuff that I've done through all the years. It's like it doesn't happen in one day. You know what I mean? It happens through a lot of time of doing different things. And I'm a member of and certified by the American Federation of Psychic Mediums and Light Workers. I'm very proud to be part of that group. I was asked to be in that group many years ago while I was working with my teacher, Jethro Smith, and my a mentor, Patty Negri. They helped me get in this group. And in order to qualify for this group, you had to have two written documents. And one of them for me was I was in the newspaper written about a missing person that I was finding or looking for. And I did this with my teacher, Jethro. We were both written about. And then the other document, I really can't remember. I think it was another crime that I had done and was written about in the newspaper. So it's not like you just get in that group. There's things you have to do. And this was happening like 10 years ago. And when I was in the group of Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith and Patty Negri and DC Love, and they were asking people and appointing people to this incredible, you know, group. Now they haven't been doing it for several years. So that's why, I haven't really talked about it. I would have every single one of the ladies in this group of Angel Answers going over there to take the test, because every single one of them are Federation psychic material. It's a very high standard, very high integrity, and high accuracy and high skill to be in this group. I think it's one of the best groups in the world. I know several other groups that are also excellent, and I'm not going to say who's better or who's worse. I think they're all really good. I don't even know why I started to bring this up, but I was thinking about it a lot today, and I just wanted to talk about it because it's just something that's part of the psychic world that we have these groups, like, you know, like bowling leagues. It's like leagues, you know, and we have these things in the psychic world. So I just want, I want people to know about it because it's kind of interesting. You know, we're not just these spaced out fairy psychics hanging out all over the place. We're an organized group of people that have a lot of training, take classes, take workshops, give classes, give workshops, and do a lot of stuff. We do a lot of different things. And if you go on our website over in Sacred Embers in our group, you can check out, and Lynn Bleasdale, one of the mediums over there, created it. It's an incredible, incredible website. It's sacredembersshow.wixsite.com. And you can check out all the psychics in that group, and they do incredible things, all of us and our several shows that we have. And I'll go ahead and read about the shows. So it starts out Sunday afternoon called, and it's called Enter the Light. It's at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and that's headed by Lynn Bleasdale. And her co-hosts are Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Hawk D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, and Marianne Adams. They're an incredible show. That's all I can say. They're always brilliant, as far as I'm concerned, whenever I hear them. Then there's Monday, which is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and that's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. They are a beautiful show about healing, healing modalities, and all kinds of interesting information that is incredible to listen to. It's astounding, really, and it's just beautiful, the stuff that these two ladies do in the world. They're healers, like us all, but they talk about all the healing stuff they do, and it's really interesting. Then there's The Lighthouse, which is headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott, another really, really beautiful show of very talented light workers. They're on and off, and they put out their info every few months to be on. So that's what it is in our group. And I just felt like talking about this because I never talk about the American Federation. Usually DC Love does, but I'm doing it now. I just feel like it. There's probably going to be a reason why I'm doing it. Maybe something's going to come up. So it's just really strong in my mind today. So I'm just, you know, mentioning it. And it shows the audience that we take this work seriously. This is not some fly-by-night little mamby-pamby little work that we do. It's pretty serious, heavy-duty stuff. And you have to know what you're doing. You have to be trained, really. And I was somebody that wasn't trained. I'm a natural medium. I saw spirits when I was a little girl. I saw them in big, huge orbs. I could hear people talking. I saw people. I didn't know what it was. You know, I thought everybody saw this stuff. My mom said, we don't see these things. And eventually I stopped seeing it until later I started, you know, seeing spirits again in my older age. And then I started getting trained. And there's so much that I don't know about all of this stuff. I have so much to learn. And there's mediums out there who are in this business for 30, 40, 50 years. They're way ahead of me. So I'm still a baby at the whole thing as far as I'm concerned, but that's okay. I just keep at it. And I just wanted, and I told Mary earlier on the radio that I wanted to, in messages, that I wanted to talk about one little thing before I know I'm going on tonight, but I just feel like to talk about this. It's an experience of mediumship that I've had before, and it meant so much to me. It was just so incredible, and I've had probably much more incredible experiences with spirits because I've done a lot of crime work, a lot of crimes, and I've worked with the passed over spirits who've been murdered, a lot of them, or kidnapped or whatever, you know, the dead ones, and they've come to me to help me with their case. Anyway, you know, that's another story. I don't talk about the crimes too much. But anyway, this one was in the hospital when I was in there, and several years ago, many years ago. And the doctor, my head doctor, came to me. He knew I was a medium. And he said, can you give me some some help with, you know, with my wife or my daughter, and my wife has passed over and my daughter is alive. And so I started giving him messages about his daughter, and he was very happy with that. It really made him feel good. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, right next to him, standing right next to him, this image came through. It wasn't in my mind's eye. It was right. I saw the spirit right next to him, standing there. It didn't look like a physical body, like you or I standing there, you know, physically. It looked like more of an outline of a person, a woman, and I could see her hair and her face, and I could tell him the features, and it was exactly as she was. It was his wife, exactly everything I said was her. But I mean, you know, I still saw her body, but it was more of a, I don't know how to describe it. It wasn't physical. It was really kind of hazy and, what do you call it? You know, spiritual, like a spirit, you know, like in an, you know, wispy kind of, not wispy, but anyway, I can't think of the word. I should have wrote it down. But anyway, she was there, and she started giving me messages. I started getting intuition. She was talking to me through our mind, you know, and I started telling him what she said, and he started to cry. And it was just the most touching experience to have witnessed that, to see her out and out in the air like that. And it was just, oh, and then his response was so incredible. It made him feel so good. This is his wife that died, and that he's raising his daughter by himself, and she was a young little girl when she died, you know. And so it was he just got so much relief and so much joy from hearing anything about her, but me identifying her and seeing her really blew his mind. That made him the happiest, was that I could tell him exactly what she looked like. And anyway, I just wanted to say that people get so freaked out about us mediums that we're doing something wrong or doing something really weird or doing something, you know, that's like way out there. And maybe it is out there. It is out there, because these spirits are, they're way out there somewhere. They're not in this realm. They're in another realm. But sometimes they come to our realm and we can see them. And I sure did that day. And it made him so happy. And so I'm just saying that mediums can do good work in the world, and I just wanted the audience to know about that. There's so much that my friends have done with mediumship, much more than me, especially DC Love, especially Patty Negri, especially Jeff O. Smith. You know, they've done so much. So, you know, this is just like one little thing that I experienced. And anyway, I just wanted to share that, and I hope that you get anything out of it and have a different opinion about what mediums do. So that's that. That's enough. I'm going to pass it right over to the very talented and lovely Mary Hernandez. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Oh, okay. I was over here writing what I wanted to talk about. So I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, a psychic medium, a Reiki master, ordained minister, and a tarot and card oracle card reader. I also do trans channeling, and I'm also a healer. I also do numerology readings, and that's a gift of insight as well. It provides you with a roadmap for your life, so you have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way. And you get like a whole year worth of, like, every month what to expect, basically. and I'm also a candle creator, and one of the healing candles that I have burning right now is a Mother Mary candle. My mom was very fond of Mother Mary, and today is her birthday in heaven. So I bought her red roses, and I turned on Mother Mary's healing candle, and I bought her a cake, well, for me, to enjoy. Yeah, and then so I did that. So the Mother Mary candle is infused with love, blessings, and healing, and it's scented with rose oil. and it's all my candles are made with soy wax. It also comes in a beautiful blush ceramic jar with a oak lid and a wooden wick. And I also did one per a request that I received this weekend with a three-wick Mother Mary healing candle because I know a lot of people love three wicks. And that one is 15 ounces versus an 8-ounce. But the difference is you get a ceramic beautiful jar with it. And the other one is a glass jar. And I'll post that later on Instagram and Facebook. And then the other healing candle I do is the Reiki infused healing candle. And it's got each of the chakras for each of the chakras and each of the, you have a crystal for each of them. And then I also do single candles. I have 9 scents in total. I have the Christmas spruce tree that is going like hotcakes right now. And I also do origami pyramids, and I also have necklaces and crystal keychains, and I think that's it. I do wax melts too and all that. And then to book a reading with me or for pricing information on the candles, you can reach me at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And the company name is spelled T-H-E-E. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the We Are One podcast that I created for Tuesday evenings. It's not every Tuesday, it's every other week or, you know, depending on my schedule because I'm traveling, I'm doing a lot of workshops and I'm doing a lot of events, vending events. So my goal with the We Are One podcast was to bring in guests to assist in the big shift of human expanded consciousness and to reach as many people as possible. So by bringing these guests, it's just like picking other mediums' brains, right? And like just the thoughts and what comes up, the channelings, you know, anything that we can teach. It's so amazing. So we can, like I said, mm-hmm. we can learn from each other. And as long as we tap into our hearts and that's how we're connecting to the oneness again. So that's a little bit about that show on Tuesday. Next week, I'm going to have this coming week, Tuesday, I'm going to have my mentor and teacher, William Michael Forbes. He's going to be on with me on Tuesday live. Instagram, so that should be lots of fun because oh my gosh, I love William. And I just wanted to say I'm collaborating a lot with local people, and one of the collaborations and more to follow is with Ronnie. She's she does facials, and she more than facials. She does like lash extensions, anything to do with the face and beauty, a makeup artist, everything. And her team and I are collaborating to do like these little, like a spa day, like where people could book us. So it's really exciting. I mean, I thought of the idea because I love how she does my facial, and I was like, hey, how about we offer this to everyone, you know, like mini facials / a intuitive reading. So, you know, so what we're doing is, you know, we'll travel to the client's apartment, wherever they're hosting a party, you know, and with Christmas and all the family gatherings and everything and friends and family, it was just such a great idea that Spirit gave me. It was just like, I just reached out straight to her. I was like, okay, let's do this. So it was really, it's really cool. Like when you, like Jen said, when you work with Spirit, they just help you in so many ways. Like all of a sudden, all these ideas and all these collaborations with people, and it just like things are just expanding. And it's just because when you're ready and when you're in alignment, everything that is good will come to you, you know, and it's not wanting. Mm-hmm. Because wanting is a lack of, it's just, you know, being trusting and having faith that everything is coming in due time and divine timing. So I wanted to talk about that for a little bit. But I also wanted to say that, you know, besides that, that's beautiful and more collaborations are coming up, you know, so stay tuned, you know, until it's on the paper. I'm not going to say anything, but there's so much more greatness coming, and I continue doing workshops, you know, and like mini courses as well. Anything that I'm teaching on workshops, I'm also going to teach on my mini, you know, Zoom classes for donation purposes. And then I'm also doing, I wanted to say that our Shannon Johnson, she also has a course, which I meant to introduce it last week. She has a 6-month mentorship course that I wanted to let you guys know. So this course is for the new explorer to the advanced spiritual adventurer. And if you're interested in learning how to work with your intuition further, or perhaps already do and would like to play and learn some new tools for your journey with spiritual communication, energy healing, or perhaps just want to brush up on your skills a bit with a new group of people and mentor, metaphysical facilitator Shannon Johnson will help you to explore several new tools, such as working with oracle cards, pendulums, and so on. But I just wanted to say that it's, I did my Reiki mastership with Shannon, and she made it so much fun. So I just have to say that, you know, she's a lot of fun. Her name is Shannon Johnson, and you could find her on Sacred Embers group as well. And the actual website for her is ladyastral67.wixsite.com. So you can check her out there. So, all right. So I'm going to switch it over to Liz so she can get a chance to introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. This is Liz Pfister. I wanted to just comment on what Jan had said. You know, it's funny, she rewrote her bio because I was working on mine last night. I have these things I have coming up there with playing my bowls for a couple different places. I'm like, oh, I need to kind of revamp my bio. So I've been working on mine too. So it was funny that she had redone hers.
Yeah.
You know, Jan, this work is so important that we do. And it's beautiful work.
Yeah.
Like, I love when I give someone a message that just touches them. And sometimes, you know, I don't even know what it means. I'm just like, I don't know. I just feel like I have to tell you this. And it seems so strange to me. And it will bring tears to their eyes. That, you know, it will mean so much for them. So it's beautiful work what we do. And, you know, we had a caller a couple weeks ago. And we said, you know, you're very gifted and talented. And she said, I know, but I struggle with this because I'm a Christian and I feel like it's wrong. And, you know, we don't do anything for negativity. We always do everything for the highest good. And we're not trying to dupe anybody or to, like, you know, make $1 million at this. Like, I mean, it's just, it's something, it's a gift we have and we share it. You know, sometimes, yeah, we're fortunate enough to be compensated or whichever. But, you know, we're not trying to take advantage of anyone. We're just trying to share, you know, these beautiful messages. So I just wanted to say that in response to what you were saying in your introduction, because I think, you know, people need to know that we're not trying to, you know, lead anyone astray or, you know, point them in the wrong direction or give them false hope. We're just trying to share what's coming through to us, and it's beautiful.
Yes.
So that was that. And then, you know, and of course, spending time with other like-minded people, right, it's so filling. I mean, because most of us probably spent a lot of our lives feeling like we weren't quite right, like we weren't in the right group of people and nobody fully understood us. And, you know, so a lot of our life we have felt displaced or disjointed. And when we're with these people, we feel at home. you know, it's energizing. It feels good. They take what we have to say seriously and listen to us, you know, validate what we say. So, you know, I think it's just like really any group of people, like you said, a bowling team, right? Like you get together because you have things in common. So,
yeah,
exactly. And I've met some of the most beautiful people doing this. So I don't think there's anything that could be bad with it. Really. So with that being said, I'm Liz Pfister. I am the owner of River Maven Holistic Center that is located in upstate New York. I am a Reiki healer, an ordained minister, a tarot, an oracle card reader, an oracle card deck creator, a meditation coach, a spiritual counselor, a sound healer, and I'm sure there's so much more. But but like Jan said, I just love doing what I do here in this group and everywhere, really. but my big thing is sound healing. That was my my big accomplishment this year was I was got certified in sound healing, so that I could say I was certified. And I have the opportunity to take it so many places and introduce it to so many people. I'm very fortunate to share it with everyone. So every Tuesday night from my Face page, I live stream a 1 hour long. Well, I won't say the meditation's an hour long, but there's an hour long little session where sometimes I have some good pep talks and then little messages. And then we have a nice meditation of the singing bowls for usually about 45 minutes, right, Jan?
Yes. And it's just, it's so incredible. Oh, my gosh. It's so worth listening to what Liz does. It's just so beautiful. It really is.
It is amazing.
I can't miss it.
That's and that's and part of what I was writing last night was I have to write up like a descriptor to send out for this teacher's resource center, and I'm like, how do I market this to them? So I started with, do you ever feel tired, stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, you know, all these angry, Do you have foggy brain? Do you struggle to get through the day, keeping your mind on track, or to shut off your thoughts, right? All these things that I know that they probably have going on. And I said, then I have the solution for you. And then I talk about all the things that sound does. And so hopefully they'll come check us out. But, I have two things. Actually, I got a new card deck yesterday in the mail from Hay House, and it was the Mary Magdalene Oracle. And I thought, oh, I want to open these up and check them out as we were getting ready for the show. And they shuffled so nicely, and I'm like, I think I'm going to pull from these. And I was like, I just want to pull one out to see what I get. And I thought it was so relevant that I wanted to share it on the air. So the card is the fourth power, I am beloved. I'm going to read the message in the book because it's really beautiful, and I think it resonates a lot with the time that we're in. So the mystic William Blake believed that roads of excess led to palaces of wisdom. Why? Because when we allow ourselves to get thrown out of balance with an excessive amount of anything, too much work, food, sex, or alcohol, we also have the opportunity to encounter that aspect within us that calls us to come back from the extremes so that we can rest again in the stability of what lets us thrive. The fourth power in the Gospel of Mary is described as the craving for death. And after Christianity was institutionalized in the fourth century, the fourth power was referred to as gluttony. The excess is seen as a death wish. However, it's often deeply unconscious. It's a compulsion, something we feel compelled to do and that we do not know how to stop or change. Within Mary's gospel, the power of excess is not a sin. It's not a demon. It's simply a power. It's a power of the ego, like the other six powers, that can derail us from what the soul has come here to do. Often we treat ourselves in ways we would never dream of treating someone else. Often our fear of not having a purpose, of not making some sort of contribution with our brief lives, leads us to sabotage any chance of doing so. When we remember that we are as beloved as the friend we want every good thing to come to, we are as beloved as the partner we adore, we are as beloved as the children that bring us joy just by breathing, we are as beloved as those we love so fiercely around us, it becomes less and less possible to be excessive with the body, because we remember that the body is the soul's chance to be here. When we remember that we are beloved, we want to spend what little time we have here simply sharing the love we are. We no longer need to dance around the fires of love at our core. We become it. And we can tolerate that much light, that much love, because we know it's not separate from us. So I just thought that was so relevant to where we are in the world, as far as,
yeah,
you know, we've lived in excess for quite a while. But I think as you know, the shift happens and the people are awakening, we realize, you know, we start to make healthier choices on our own. We start to do things, you know, we start to feel whole and good, I think. So I just thought that was very, very neat that it came, that that was the first card that I pulled. And I thought, I think,
yeah,
I need to read this.
That was really neat
yeah,
to hear that. I loved hearing that. Yeah.
So, of course, not to disappoint, I also brought the crystal pyramid for us to,
yay!
To get together.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's take a couple deep breaths in through our nose and sighing all that stress and tension from the day out. And then take another deep breath into your nose, going all the way up so you can't breathe in anymore. And then letting it out nice and slow, like you're blowing through a straw. And then take another deep breath in as you focus in on the sound.
Wow, that was so beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Well,
oh.
Ooh. Like,
I felt it in my crown. That was beautiful. I love that pyramid.
Oh, me too. It's one of my favorite things. I had a lady come for an essential oil class on Sunday that I had here, and she was at a retreat that I played the bowls for, and I had taken the pyramid and offered to play over individuals' heads after the bowl session if they wanted. And mm-hmm. she was one of the ones that had done it. And I recognized her from online. She watched Singing Bowls on the Facebook for quite a while during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, we never met. I said, but I recognize you from your picture. And she was here in town. And so she said to me Sunday, she says, I want to ask you about that pyramid that you brought. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, did it feel good? And she said, oh, my gosh. She says, I was having lower back pain. My back was bothering me. She says, and when you played that over my head, she says, I felt things move through me. She says, but she says, as I got up later, and she says, I realized I didn't have any pain in my back anymore. Because I want to know.
Wow.
And I said, well, I can't, I don't know exactly what it does. I said, but I feel like, I mean, what I know is that the vibration, right, takes our cells and helps to vibrate them back to their normal vibration that they should be at. Because, right, as we go through life, our vibration gets off. So I said, you know, that's what it's supposed to do. I said, but I think what happens is it forces you, because the sound is so, it's not like loud or obnoxious or annoying, but it's so overpowering when it's that close that I think it forces you to relax and let go of the tension that you're holding in your body, right? And a lot of times our joints and muscles hurt because we hold tension in them, trying to overcompensate for something that may be sore or swollen or what have you. And that, you know, that tension then creates a secondary problem, right? So I think the pyramid just lets you let go of that tension because you don't have a choice. So pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's good, you know, it's nice to hear things like that when people tell you they experience something in, you know, real time. I know that I feel things a lot of times that I'm always like, no, it could just be me. So when someone else tells you, you're like, all right, it is doing things.
That's beautiful.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
definitely.
So, Jen, do you have some poems for us this evening?
I do. Yes, I do. And I just wanted to say that I can't wait for Mary's show coming up. And
thank you.
Because she's so wonderful to listen to and to see on Instagram. So it's going to be a great show. I just know it is. And Liz, that crystal, immediately I saw a man who I don't know. He was outside near trees. I couldn't place him at all. I don't know who he was. He doesn't look like a guide to me. So I don't know. Whatever. And then I saw a bird in a tree, like a little bluebird in a tree. It was really neat. So that was sort of a different, I don't usually see people when you share your crystals stuff. I see either colors or the sky or animals or, you know, something like that, but not a person. So I don't know who that person is. But anyway, it's all right.
It's here for someone.
Maybe I'll find. Yeah, exactly. So this one starts off with breathe, sparkle, fairy. And some days all we need to do is breathe and sparkle in our own way, and that is enough for one day. No matter who or what we are, some souls still pulse a breath as we sparkle near and far, that we always remember how much we have grown, that we are still here in peace and we are not alone. This is called Poppy Miracles. Let your spirit be immersed in passionate poppy miracles and meadows that overflow to sweeten your soul, committing to their resilience and glow. And this one's called Christmas Peace Poem. Some of us are Christian or Jewish or Mormon or Episcopalian or Catholic. It's quite a list. Some of us are metaphysical or New Age or Unitarian or Gnostic or atheist. We don't all agree. We can take our pick joyously. Some of us are Hindu or Gnostic, I already said that, Muslim or Wiccan. Some of us are missionaries or follow Premwat or Buddhist or light workers or Sufis or follow Yogananda. We can choose what we fit in. Merry Christmas to us all. We have spiritual freedom here. Let's try to live peacefully. Christmas peace is for everyone. All of us are dear. And this is called Christmas Peace. Christmas, a day of peace and a time to celebrate where judgment may cease and love wins over hate. A time to give thanks, a time to declare, a blessed remembrance of love on earth, a time to share. And this is called Red Love, a Gift. It took her by surprise, those moments of enchantment, knowing the dance of love was a gift. Love is always a gift, definitely. Remember eternity. In those split seconds of total freedom, we remember eternity. And this is called They Fly, They Die, Then They Fly. Some see them in the sky, others in their mind's eye. We ask why. We wonder with a sigh. We continue to cry. It is not a lie. We have faith that they are nearby. God has them now. It is not goodbye. To let them go, we try. Then they come to see us in our dreams to say hi. And that is one of the best times. Oh, my. Let's have some strawberry, rhubarb, pineapple, upside down cake, pecan pie. Some of their faves. Those are my family's favorite pies. And who are passed over. An angel is near. Sometimes when you feel so badly, the time is slow, but it will pass. An angel is near. So be glad. You will get through this earth class. And this is called Shining Star. It's not about judgment. It's about empowerment. It's not about which story is correct. It's about the essence of any of the stories that hit our heart more than the intellect. It's not about how good you are. It's about how you can receive guidance from a shining star. It's not about a perfect record. It's about having a good life and filling it with a kind word. The star sees us and can be seen for you and me this Christmas of 2023. And the last one is transformation future. Don't erase the memories of the past, but let some of it go. Refresh into the new with new dreams and new ideas for transformation of the future. This will help us grow. And that's that. My poems for this week.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's
Jane.
So beautiful, Jan.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
And Jan posts them every day. For those of the new callers, I see a Skype caller. She posts them every day, and it's just so uplifting. And the pictures that she chooses for each one is just so beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to go find your Breeze Sparkle Fairy one because I liked that.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Really? This is so neat.
Yeah.
I'll tag you, Liz, on that one.
I have a little folder in my Google Drive where I save all the poems that you read, and I'm like, oh, but that one really stuck with me today.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, how neat.
No.
Oh,
yeah, so.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Well,
you're special.
I will. Thank you. So are you. They are. I mean, the poems are special. I mean, they're for all of us. And I'll tag you for that one because
I love
that one. That's one of my favorite ones too. It's a fairy.
Yeah,
I love fairies.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are we ready to take some callers, ladies? I see we got some folks on
the
line here.
Yes.
All right. Well, here we go.
Okay.
Area code 203, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, it's Pat.
Hi, Pat. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I'm not sure that I've ever called in here. I've certainly listened to you many times. So can you tell me about how you answer questions, readings, healings, animals?
Sure. Well, if you have a question, if you have any kind of question, go ahead and ask it. And if you don't have a particular question, that's okay. We can just give you what's coming through for us, for you,
okay.
Whatever you want to do.
Tons of questions. Okay, I'll give it an animal theme. I'm getting into a depression, which is a surprise. I've been really doing really well for quite some time. And I think I was just speaking to my therapist today, and he really thinks I'm finally reacting to ending a relationship, which I had, you know, first time in decades. I lost my dog and was getting him in July. He was an amazing dog. And he's actually going to be on the cover of a calendar of a dog organization for 2024.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, November was tough. It was the month that I got him. 2 days later was his birthday. It's the only dog I've had whose birthday I know. And on Thanksgiving, we both decided on a name for him. So suddenly, by surprise, I got really sad in November. And been affected by a spirit when I go visit my son. And this last time it happened, I looked at him and I said, this is not me. Something's going on. So I've been calling in and getting information about that, about the man, the past is affecting me and maybe energy in the barn where my son lives, et cetera, et cetera. So those are things that could be contributing to this depression. I'm also getting a little bit weird as far as intolerant with the world, the sense that the world makes, and sort of getting a little sort of trippy. I don't know how to describe it. And it may be all very sensible, but it's alienating. I know I'm probably shifting into a new phase, and I don't know what that will be. I'm told I'm very empathic, and I'm like, you know, what good does an empath do? It only seems to, for me, just bring trouble, make me tired, and so on. You know, for example, picking up on this man who died. No one else picks up on it there, and I feel so ill when I get there. So that's a lot. If anyone just wants to address it. Oh, I'm also...
Where did you pick up on this man who died? Where was that? What was that? You picked up on a man that died?
I go visit my son in Massachusetts, and I've been going to this particular house for many years, and the last three visits, I felt really, really ill. And the first times, I thought it was me just being, you know, what's wrong with you? Why are you so tired? So on and so on. This last time, I looked at my son, and I said, this is not me. And we thought, no, it's not the house. It's big and airy. It's an old barn. And I left with him saying maybe aliens. And then I, you know, put in a few calls and been told that I'm being affected by the man that passed. He was a famous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a famous special effects guy. You would know any of his movies if I mentioned them. I think he kind of changed the world of special effects.
Wow.
So he owned the property, and once COVID came, the studio became a place for my son to rent rather than workers coming into work. I hit a baby bear on the way home. You know, it's just been a month kind of in. And did you say neat? I hit it
a
with
baby
my
bear
car.
That. Oh, you hit it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't
hear
that
and,
you hit it.
Yeah.
I thought you saw it.
Yeah, and I've been told, you know, I've asked so many times about this, it's kind of unanimous that the bear made it. So that's a lot of information if you want to talk about any of it.
Well, I'm just going to talk about what's coming to me, because and it's just coming to me so fast and serious, and it's a butterfly, and I'm getting butterfly, a dove, and a bunny, but the butterfly is coming in more, and it was like in front of my face almost the entire time you talked. So butterfly is transformation. That's what butterfly is all about. It's all about change and transformation. It's all about lightening up. It's all about, I feel like this really goes with you right now. And it's not a criticism. The animals come in to help us. They come in to actually help us. And so the butterfly is coming in to lighten you up, stop taking everything so seriously, and get ready for a big change. Because that's what butterfly is, big change. One where an old habit, way of thinking, or lifestyle is going out, and a new way of being is emerging. So it's time to make the changes you've been considering. And in spite of the challenges, you'll get through this transition. And as always, know that this too shall pass. And it says in here to express yourself by wearing more colorful clothing. So you could just do that one thing, and that can change everything. I know that I'm really into clothes, and I know that when I change my clothes, if I'm feeling not good that day, I will go in and change my clothes. And I tell you, it picks me up. It helps me because there's energy in color. There's healing energy in color. And color is powerful. It really is. And it also says, let's see here. It says, you have a profound appreciation for the natural cycles of life, death, rebirth, and occur within and around you. And so that's pretty obvious because you are a medium too. And you have a great deal of vitality with exotic and colorful tastes in your choice of clothing, art, music, and friends is what they're saying would be nice for you and that you are. You're very attractive to others and people are naturally drawn to you. So you don't do well in harsh or toxic environments. And
right.
and you have to live, and being near the air and the water are really nice for you if you can be around it as much as
right.
possible. So
right.
Then I was getting a tree with very bright pink flowers and blue skies. So
okay.
to me, that means you're moving in, you're in this transition and you're moving into the blue skies. You're going to get through it. You're going to come out of it, and you're going to move into the blue skies, and you're going to have pink flowers. And
okay.
it was very bright and sunny and just really very strong in my mind's eye when you were talking with the butterfly. So you're acknowledging everything that you're going through. You know what you're going through.
Yeah.
But you're in,
yeah.
you're in transition. You're just in transition
okay.
right now. And you're
okay.
and so you're going to be okay. You are. And that's what my message is getting. And so just, you know, you might have to do some things, you know, to make it easier for yourself so that you're more comfortable. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever that might be, like taking yoga or walking along the beach. If you're near water at all, any kind of water might be good for you. Getting outside,
okay.
Things like that, you know, to help your energy level and to help how you're feeling. You might want to get counseling,
and therapy. Yep.
Oh, you're in therapy.
Yeah, and just ask for an extra day today. I am feeling little guilty. Yeah, you're right. I am observing. I'm aware of what's going on, the depression, the grief. I feel a little guilty that I'm not making any attempt to make it better. In my past, I would have just lived in it fully 100% and not even consider making it better. Now, part of me is saying, get up and make it better. And I'm resisting.
That's good. Well, you're taking steps. You're taking steps by going to counseling and by calling in here and by acknowledging what you're going through. And so you're way ahead of the game. You're way ahead of it.
Okay.
And so then I'm seeing a butterfly, which very profoundly, which is change, and then I'm seeing the blue sky. So you are going to come out of this, and you are going to make it through. I just know you are, and I want to hear about it when you do. You got to call back, and let us know.
I just set off the smoke alarm in my apartment.
Okay,
burning my food. Okay,
so
now
I'm
going
to pass you right over to Liz. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Hi. Do you want to handle that, and then we'll come back to you?
It'll take. Hang on. Yeah, come back to me.
Okay. We'll go to another caller, and then we'll come back to you in a couple of minutes after the next caller.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to make sure that you're safe.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Awesome.
Right. I'll put you on hold, Pat.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh. Usually I set off the smoke alarm.
Believe it or not,
I have
not. And I have candles.
So I was doing a Zoom class one time with my mentor, Michelle, and I was on the camera as one of the teachers, and she's on the camera and another friend. And there's all these people watching us. And it's the end of the show, and we're closing out. And I did something. I set my altar cloth on fire. I didn't realize it, you know, because we had our eyes closed or whatever. And I come back and I'm like, oh, and they couldn't see that it was burning on camera. And I was like, oh, so I grabbed my cup of water and I just threw it at it, of course. And I'm like, I'm on mute so they can't hear anything. And I'm like, whew. And then the smoke alarm starts going off. So I had to jump up and I come back and they're like, are you okay? And I set my altar cloth on fire. I said, but no one could see that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
And I think one of our first shows, Mary, I was in here and I was smudging before or at the start of the show, and the smoke started going off.
Oh my
but
God.
I've been in here giving card readings with no candles going or anything like that. And I've set it off just from the energy. So it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I set the altar cloth on fire, that was probably one of my top faves.
Yeah, I've had it happen one time at a friend's house, and I was asking for a sign from spirit, and boy, that alarm went off, and we all like got scared. I was like, whoa, and there was nothing burning, and it was just my sign to say, okay, it's time to go.
Yep.
So it's amazing. It's so beautiful, you know, the messages, you know, when you're open and you ask for them, they're there. Like yesterday, I woke up and I go towards my walk-in closet, and in the front of the entrance, there's a feather. That's not it. Okay. And then I leave and I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you, angels, for being here with me. You know, and then I go to my room, and like on the entrance of the room, there was something like dark on the floor. Like my floors are clean and my carpets are like ivory. So you can see like if something is dirty, and I pick it up. It's another, feather. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Like, thank you. Two feathers in one day. I was like, thank you, angels, for being with me. And then, you know, today is my mom's birthday. So they were just preparing me, right? Giving me all that love. Mom, dad, you know, the angels surrounded me with love. So I felt so, so amazing yesterday. You know, today is a little mixed, you know, but, I know I feel her, and she's always with me, my mom, you know, and my dad, but it's just, you know, it's their smile, their laughter, you know, their body that we miss, you know, so, So I'll hold these cards for Pat, so when we go back to her, but I'm ready, Liz, whenever you are.
You want to do the next call?
Okay. Yeah.
All righty. So it looks like we have a caller. Can we have your first name, please? Area code 111. Hello?
Is that somebody
calling
or something?
It sounds like it. Hi, can we have your first name, please?
Oh. Okay, I guess not.
All right.
Oh my gosh, all my cards fell down. Like, none of them fell down.
Okay. 52 pickup. Can we jump back to Pat?
You're doing good now.
Okay. We'll finish hers.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Finally got it.
Hi, Pat. Are you? We got you settled down.
You know what?
Okay.
I'm burning pots more than usual the last couple of weeks. Maybe that's part of this transition too. Needing new pots.
Well, let's see what Mary has to say about the pots, maybe.
Hi, Pat. So I got two cards for you, and I picked from the postcards from Spirit for you. And the back of the card has a butterfly, and that's what Jan gave you, right? A butterfly?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How beautiful.
God.
And it says, celebrate life. And then the card says, dearest you, you have a unique purpose and destiny that only you can fulfill. But first, you need to know that destiny isn't a destination. You don't arrive at some special place where, poof, you're perfect and happy all the time. It's about establishing and firming up a commitment to a certain experience, whatever form that takes. Your soul knows what you need to experience. Your destiny is to be present to all of life's adventures, to discover your talents and full potential through allowing inspiration to lead you. and to risk standing apart from the crowd to listen to your soul. You are special as much as you are also paradoxically one with the world, individual yet part of a great whole. Both truths have led you to this moment where we are saying you are on the right track. Even if your ego self doesn't see that, listen to your soul. Check in with spirit and keep going. Spirit loves you so very much. Life loves you. We love you. And then in the back it says, celebrate life. And then I was asked to pull a card from the Letting Go deck. And okay. It's trusting God. And it says, today I will ask my higher power to send me his best, and I will trust that all that is good will come to me. I will remember that sometimes we don't get what we want because God has something infinitely better in store for us. Yes. That's such a reminder for all. Like, this is such a great reminder that sometimes we want something or think that that's the right thing, and sometimes it's not, you know, and it's just trusting in the divine and higher powers that, you know, where we're being taken is so much better than where we're trying to settle for, if I can phrase that that way. Yeah, they had me phrase it that way for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So yeah, trust everything you're getting, and you know, it's okay to do something different, right? Stand apart from everyone else. You could be different, you know, like you don't have to do things the way people have done them in the past. Everyone right now is being asked or getting all these intuition, is getting stronger, and their psychic abilities are reawakening, or they're remembering who they were, and it's just like remembering all that, and that's what's happening to you, and it's just so beautiful. And always ask Archangel Michael to be with you. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Just as the protection of your energy, like in the morning, just in the beginning, the first thing in the morning before getting out of bed, just ask Archangel Michael to come in and, you know, protect your energy, put you in a bubble filled with God's love and light, and, you know, and just protect yourself that way. Because, you know, us empaths, and most people are empaths, need protection. For me, that's one thing, you know, it's really something that we should do. And I mean, you don't have to ask him every day. You could ask him and just say forever from this day forward, you know, and he'll do that. He'll be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
That's wonderful. And I'll just give you some feedback. Yeah. I am assessing things correctly, and also, I've been wanting to get more connected so I can hear messages from God or my soul. When you mentioned connect with the soul, that really got to me. So,
yay!
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You.
You're doing it, Pat. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. Like Jan said, you're going through a transformation, you know, and it's gonna be beautiful. You know, sometimes it's a little bumpy, you know, I'm not going to say it's all easy. And it's always a learning experience. We never stop learning, you know, I take courses all the time. It's, you could ask the girls, I'm always taking a course because the more I learn, the more I can share with others. You know, that's something really good. It's never ending experience, but it's so fulfilling, and it's not a job, you know, for us it's not a job. This is something that our soul has asked us. And we feel it in our heart and soul to be of service. Yeah. And just like Liz said, it's not about, you know, getting paid for it as much. I mean, there is an exchange of energy, but as well, it's just fulfilling. It just feels so amazing. So,
that's
wonderful. So glad that you called, Pat. And I'm going to switch you over to Liz. And I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am too.
Well, hello, Pat. It's Liz.
Hi. Hi, Liz.
So I got some really neat things. As you were talking, you know, you said how when you go to your son's house, you start feeling really ill because you're picking up on the energy of the person that was there before. You know, this is so before I was, like, doing all of this in a, you know, in a way that I knew I was doing it. When I was younger, I would experience, like, walking into a room, and I was very aware there was energy. I could feel other people's energy, but I didn't understand it then, right? I didn't know. But that was how, you know, when I did tune into this and was like, hey, this is what I want to do, or, you know, yeah, I'm aware of this, I had all these instances that I could look back on and say, wait, you know, I do remember having that feeling before, or knowing when something, you know, when there was a negative energy or whatever it may be. So it's just, this is Spirit's way of connecting with you. So I agree strongly with Mary, her last bit of advice, to make sure you have Archangel Michael with you and you're being protected.
Okay.
And ask for protection every day for yourself.
Okay.
I do, I get up every morning and I picture myself like in a bubble, like Glinda the Good Witch. and, you know, that I want, you know, I want to be out in the world. I, as a Reiki practitioner, I like to be aware of people's energy, but I don't want to take it on as my own. So I ask
right.
to be able to feel, I ask to be able to be aware of their energy and know what it is, but not to have it, you know, not to have it combined with my own. So, but before I knew that I should ask for protection, that was very much the same type of thing that you're experiencing. So, you know, just in the morning say, angels, please, you know, put your bubble of light around me and, you know, keep me from taking on anyone else's energy.
Okay.
And, you know, and so the crankiness you're feeling or the irritation with the rest of the world.
yeah.
That has a lot to do with going through the shift and transitioning because you're moving
okay.
out of your vibration that you've been in, right? We're in a vibration where the people that are around us were the people we needed at that time, right? They were within our
right.
vibration. But, you know, relationships will start to fall away, right, that are no longer going to serve you, or people that aren't going to, you know, aren't ready to shift their energy yet. You know, so those things tend to happen around this. And we do, we get irritated with a lot of things because we're no longer the person we were when stepped into that space or
right.
that, you know, place where we are. So we're shifting. So things, we tend to get cranky. We are uncomfortable, right? We don't really like change as much as we try to say that we do. We're not easily changed beings.
Right.
And, you know, as you go through this shift, you'll be uncomfortable at times. Because
right.
because you're finding new parts of yourself, you're discovering new things about yourself, and you're changing the way that you've been. You've decided that you want different things. So
right.
it'll become easier and easier.
Okay.
Breathe.
Right.
And the other thing that you mentioned, I think, to Jan was that you were surprised you weren't trying to get yourself out of this depression.
Right.
That you were kind of like okay to stay in it. It's important when we're on this spiritual journey that, you know, we start to look at ourselves and do all this self-reflection and self-awareness and repairing and all that we don't bypass the things that are happening. And that's, you know, saying, oh, yes, this happened and I'm sad. And, okay, so I was sad. I know I'm sad. I'm going to move on. But we never really are sad and be sad. Like, and
right.
I'm sure you came from an era where you know, you shouldn't show your emotions, right? Like you need to be stoic and you need to hold those things in and not express them. No, we need to
yeah.
feel our emotions. We need to sit in them sometimes. Sometimes we need to be depressed for, you know, a little while. And Jan is 100% right. You're doing all the things right. You know, you're aware
Good.
That you're depressed. awareness is the number one thing. So you're aware. You've already started, you know, asking for help. And you're being aware. You're being mindful of what's happening to you, what you're experiencing, and you want to know why. So you're 100% ahead of the game, and you're on the right path. So, you know, this too shall pass, and it's temporary.
well, you know what?
But I pulled
telling me. Okay, just to tell you, telling me that it's okay literally takes some pressure off of me, and then I realize, okay, if you're not, you know, blaming yourself or criticizing yourself, then suddenly it opens up for messages. Clearer messages to come through. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely it does. So I did pull you a card as well from the Mary Magdalene Oracle, and it is the seventh power. Anger is information. I'm going to read you the message from the book because it's very, very profound.
Okay.
It has always felt significant to me that rage is the seventh power. Rage can be the most derailing force in our lives. But first, it's crucial to distinguish between the rage that brings destruction and the rage that brings clarity.
Yeah.
The oppressive need to appear good, to not express what we truly feel, forces many of us to stay stuck in the process of healing from trauma. There's a false narrative to be spiritual, you have to be in some perpetual state of bliss or peace and never fall to the ground in a fit of rage. Being angry is human, and being human is holy. Anger is information. Anger informs us, connects us to our humility, and reminds us of what we care most about in our lives. When we have been traumatized, there's a sacred rage that needs to be expressed in order for us to reclaim our voice. That form of rage is clarifying. It helps us begin to set boundaries as an act of love for ourselves. The difference between the rage that clarifies and the rage that destroys is that one is simply experienced directly and the other is acted on. Anger informs me, but love is what I let guide me when I'm ready to take action. At the end of Mary's gospel, after Mary has shared the teaching she learned from Christ directly from within her heart, Peter doesn't believe her. He doesn't believe Mary because she is a woman and was considered less worthy in rights and power in the first century Roman Empire. Peter's rage clouds his ability to hear the truth in what Mary has to teach them. Levi, one of the other disciples, confronts Peter and says, "You are always ready to give away to your perpetual inclination to anger. And even now you are doing exactly that by questioning the woman as though you're her adversary." Peter is unable to see that it's rage that keeps him from wanting to believe Mary. The seventh power at work within him will silence and erase Mary's voice for almost two millennia. But as one of the seven powers of the ego, even rage is not everlasting. Only love is. So, you know, it's important that when we feel anger about things that we express anger, you know, a lot of people, that's a big emotion that a lot of people don't express.
Well, again, you made me realize today I was saying, okay, you're angry. What is this about? And I thought, wow, I don't know. I mean, I've done tremendous amount of work on me. So here's something new, a deeper level, and I don't have an answer. But I guess you're saying just to acknowledge it and then let love lead the way.
I knew there was more to it. I'm like, there's something you had anger about. I knew that. That's why I said, I'm just going to read from the book because this message is going to mean a lot to you.
Thank you so much. That's a great reading card.
Yeah, I thought so too. I'm like, oh, this is really, like I had chills. I knew this is it, you know. So it's like I said, it's important for us to be sad and cry and wallow in our grief. It's important for us to be angry and feel our anger. And, you know, sometimes when we lose, you know, losing your dog, it sounds like you were really connected with this dog. And where, you know, at the time, it might have been the best decision because it was what was right. It doesn't mean, it doesn't make you angry, you know, that you don't ever feel anger about it.
Yes, that's true, too. Yeah. The anger came months and months later. you know, that he was gone and he left. Not a lot of anger, but yeah, this is all very helpful. Today, when I went to my therapist, I said, you know, why this depression? I didn't say that. I was telling him. I said, the depression, it's getting worse. It's really taken hold. And he said, do you want me to give you my idea? And he said, you are stealing this relationship that I ended a month and a half ago. And I thought, wow, okay. You know, it doesn't, you don't necessarily feel that pain right away.
Well, sometimes we, you know, it's annoying to invest time in someone and then it not work out, right? Sometimes we get a little fickle about things. And sometimes there are real reasons for anger that maybe at the time we didn't see it as something to be angry about, but maybe
maybe
now it feels helpful.
It was unconditional love and amazing. I said to my therapist, in spite of him, it was amazing for me because I got to come in and talk to the therapist and he taught me a lot about men, and it's been 35 years. So I went from like age 25. I had a lot of years to experience all these things that you're supposed to experience and grow up. So it all happened really, really fast. But then he said, now when you look at this man, how do you see him? And it was so different. I said, he just is whatever I said. And then my therapist said, yeah, just a typical guy that uses and doesn't respect. And I said, why didn't I see it then? And he said, you were giving him the benefit of the doubt. You have a hard time seeing that some people will do things that you wouldn't even think of doing to other human beings. Anyway, I got to let you go so you can get to other people. But you just gave me a lot of food for thought.
Well, we're happy that happened. Pat,
excellent.
For you, we're glad you called in. And definitely give
Thank
us a
you.
Call back and follow up with us. Let us know how things turn out for you.
God bless you all.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
God bless you, too.
Continue to listen if you'd like.
Oh, I will.
Have a good night. Oh, wow. What a great first call.
Yeah. Wow.
Beautiful messages.
Yeah. So synchronistic.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's, well, you know, we're good at holding back emotions, you know. I think sadness, you know, a lot of us, we don't want to cry in front of people. And anger is another one that we hold back. And ironically, some of us even hold back happiness, which doesn't even seem possible.
Yeah.
But I discovered that I was one of those people. I had a hard time, you know, expressing joy and you know, being okay to be in, you know, I was foreign to me. So, you know, it's interesting. So. Are we ready to take another caller?
Yes, it's freezing over
it's
here. I don't know if it's cold over there, but man, spirit is here. It's so cold.
Yeah. I was giving my reading to Pat, and I'm like, wait, I'm getting chilly.
I was so cold. I'm actually doing some cacao to warm up because I'm like really freezing. And I have a sweater on and like tights and warm clothes.
Yeah, me too. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, it's spirit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are we ready for our next caller, lady?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Area code 607? All right. We're having a night tonight. Well, I guess maybe I'll try the Skype caller again.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, you read my mind.
All right. All right. Here we go. All right. Area code 111, Skype caller.
Hello?
Oh. It's weird. It's like you hear something. They must have bad service. That's what it is.
Oh, could be. Oh, man. Well, I'm like, we are coming up on Mercury retrograde, too. All righty. We'll try this one. area code 518, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi there. My name is Marie.
Hi. Natalie?
Marie.
Marie, I'm sorry. Marie, do you have a question for us?
Well, I guess I'd like to see maybe if there's any messages, if anyone's coming through, what you see coming up, anything like that.
Sure. Hi, Marie, it's Jan, and I'm still seeing right now. It's a bear. I'm getting the bear for you.
Oh, okay.
It's a bear. She talked about a bear, the last caller, but I'm picking up a bear for you too, so so that's kind of interesting. Let's see.
Yeah.
And in the woods. The bear is in the woods, is what I see.
Okay.
And it's also going into the water. So
okay.
I like to share all the details just so that you know all the, you know, what's around you. So Bear says, set clear boundaries and don't compromise even if pressured. Ask for what you want, whether or not you feel you'll get it. Get going on that creative project you have in mind. Take some time out from your usual routines and spend more time in solitude, maybe for, you know, meditation and just getting things done, or creative projects. You may be in need of physical or emotional healing. So be gentle with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see. And it says that you're assertive, confident, and strong. You're a powerful healer also. And for physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. But you need periods of reclusiveness for creative work and for projects. That's what I was just thinking, too. Winter is definitely a period to honor your need for quiet, solitude, and alone time, whereas spring is a time to act and get on the opportunities for you. It says you're really independent and you prefer to do things yourself rather asking for help. You're a survivor. So that's what the bear is. Do you relate to any of that?
A lot of it, yes, I do, actually. A lot of
okay.
that.
Okay. And are you doing creative projects, or do you have something going or wanting to do?
I've been thinking about doing something very specific for many, many years, and I put it on the back burner, it's not that I'm not confident in what, I'd like to write a book, and it's not that I'm not confident, thank you, I think the subject would be very well received, especially from just an everyday average person's point of view, but a lot of people will be able to relate to it. Not coming from, you can pick up many books from many doctors who say this, but just from an everyday person's point of view, I think it would be very well received and, give people kind of a different outlook, on some things.
Wow.
And but I'm just not sure if I have enough to write. I mean, I do, but you know what I mean? So I'm like, so the book has to be so, how many pages? And
it doesn't have to be that long, does it?
I don't know. I've been told various things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
I
think that sounds neat. I mean, I'd like to read it. I mean, that sounds something like I'd like to, what you're saying about it, for the everyday person to check out, and it's in simpler terms. That would be so interesting. I think you should go for it. I'm getting I saw the word creative, big word creative in my mind's eye, and that's why I said, are you doing anything creative? And so, and then it said in with the bear too, to do creative things or something like that. But so I don't know. This might be a good time to start it up, just to work on it. You know what I mean? Just work on it.
Right. And yeah, I've been thinking a real lot about it, you know, lately. Cool. So yeah, I think
that sounds neat. Good for you.
Thank you. I've been writing this book in my head for many years, if that makes any sense.
Oh, really? Yes, it does. Yeah. Mhm. Well, I wish you luck, and I hope that you call us back and give us an update on what's going on, and I'm going to pass you right over to Mary.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mhm.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm laughing because your spirit guides, all I heard was, well, it's time for you to get it on paper, not in your mind.
Yes, it would be nice. This thing is just swirling around.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And it's time to let go of the fear. It's time. I kept hearing, it's time. It's time. It's time. And time to get it on paper. And then three cards fell out for you as soon as I heard your name come on. So, and this is from the Postcards of Spirit. And it says, dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken for you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. Right now, we suggest you to take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude and tune into the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into seeing something else as your reality, but we know the happy rewards are on their way to you even now. Change is the only constant, so be open to it. Be open to that, writing that book, girl. You will achieve your dreams and more. Oh my gosh, they promise you. It says we promise. But more important, your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on the journey itself, not arriving at any destination. You are surrounded by so much love and care. Can you feel us? Well, right now I am like totally from head to toe chilled, okay? And it's not like because of the chill from spirit, it's just because of this message that how much you're going to come into and how much you're surrounded by love and care. And then the next one is, dearest you, we need you to know that you can change things miraculously for you and everyone and make things right. It's never too late. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the burden of an old story, one in which you were a victim of someone else's actions or your own. You don't need to carry this around. You can set yourself free. Even advocating for good because of this experience requires your forgiveness to be effective. Forgiveness is never about condoning things that were done to you. It's about letting yourself off the hook from carrying the burden. Resentment and hurt are like viruses that spread to others and to yourself. And that is the opposite of what we really desire for you. Imagine what your life would be like without the burdens that you carry when you do not forgive. You can do it. Everyone over here believes in you and adores you. Wow. And it's so beautiful because we speak about forgiveness in this show so frequently because forgiveness is, again, not condoning what the person did. It's really for you, for your spiritual path, for your evolution, for your development, for you to continue growing spiritually, mind, body, and spirit. So that's really important, you know, to if it's either forgiving yourself or letting something go on for so long, but I feel it's someone else that you need to forgive. And what happens when we don't forgive is that things, you know, it's like they said, viruses, it's like diseases in our bodies appear, you know, and that's when we start releasing, you know. So I just wanted to reiterate that to you because you wanted me to. And then the last card is yours, you over here. There is no mystery for us to unravel as we know intimately how connected we all are, how the web of creation works, and how spirit is in every aspect of life, from the invisible to the visible. But it's impossible for humans to comprehend the complexities of how things actually work, because the most important threads in the tapestry don't make sense in the dimension you live in. That said, can you feel the importance of these currents of energies that bring events together in miraculous ways? You can't understand with your mind, but you can know with your heart and soul. Trust that even though you don't know the how, the what, or the why, we do. Surrender to the mystery and have faith that the unseen world is watching you with loving eyes as spirit weaves your life's mysterious and beautiful tapestry in glorious technicolor, loving you so much as always. Live your dreams. Girl, it is time to live your dreams. Write that book.
Wow.
You're waiting. Hi. Oh, my gosh. How
beautiful.
Wonderful.
That was really beautiful.
I am so excited for you. And Marie, you better give us a call when you start. Just buy a pad. Just buy a pad and start writing stuff, you know. Or if you have a computer, just start typing it up, you know, but just back it up, though. You know, the good thing about computer is that, you know, we could, well, with the laptop, you could always, you know, put it on Apple, whatever it's called, a thing, back it up somewhere safe as well. But, yeah, always have a backup. I'm hearing that. I don't know what that means, but I feel like backup of whatever it is that you're writing. You know, another copy or something somewhere else.
Oh, I will. Trust me.
Awesome.
I went years ago. I wrote a paper, 52-page paper off the top of my head in like 4 weeks, 3 weeks for a class. And just like right before I was to turn it in, I lost the whole thing.
Wow.
And,
oh, my God.
I managed to get it back. I got an A on the paper, and they used it as a guide for the school, but for business.
Wow.
But I was panicked. I was not going to get it back. So, yes, I've learned to anything
good.
I need to write, I email it to myself.
Oh, my gosh, I do the same thing.
Do you really?
I do that, too.
Yes.
I do that, too.
Yeah, just in case. Right, just in case something happens, at least with a computer, at least it's on email and we could retrieve it that way. That's what I did with my workshop that I taught in the convention center 2 weeks ago. I was just like, I'm gonna email it to myself just in case I lose the paper copy.
right, that's what I do. I email anything important to myself.
Wow. It was so great reading for you, Marie. And I'll switch you over to Liz, which I'm sure she's going to have some beautiful messages for you, too.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Marie. This is Liz.
Hi.
The ladies have already given you great messages. And I'm like, I need that tip about emailing myself important things. I'll use that.
It's wonderful.
I always
because
say that. Place.
You could lose a document, or you could save something, I guess, on the CD, wherever. But your email, your server, that email server, unless they tell you they're going to close down, you know, like we're discontinuing. But otherwise, the email server's there. So, That's why.
No, very true. So, well, thanks for that. I'm going to remember it.
You're welcome.
So I immediately, when you started asking your, well, you know, just asking for messages and stuff, I immediately was feeling like queasy, like you were like very nervous or something. And that could go along with writing a book. I mean, that's putting yourself out there a little bit. So I assume that that's what it's going, what the nervousness is about. And I was just going to say on Mary's note about backing it up twice or just start writing down one thing, because I've written books in my head, 3 or 4 of them, and that's where they are. but somebody shared with me a great tip. You have a voice recorder on your phone. So, like, as you're, you know, thinking about what you want to say, record it on your phone. And I'm like, oh, how profound.
Oh.
And then most of the things have transcription now automatically. So there you go.
Wow.
Kind of a neat tip, too. I was like, oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that's great. That is great.
Yeah. Because I'm like, sometimes I think of great stuff and I'm in the car and I'm like, I can't write this down, like I'm driving somewhere. I need to
go.
Like I don't have time to pull over. I need to, I'm like, oh, and I'll forget this. So if I recorded it, I would have.
Yeah,
so
no,
I
very
just
good.
To keep that now.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. So I pulled a card for you from the Mary Magdalene Oracle, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm like, this goes right along with writing a book. This is wild. Of course it is, right? So the card is testimony, which, right, when you write a book, you're giving a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You put yourself out there. And it says, love is stronger than death. And even though that message doesn't sound the sweetest, I'm going to read you the message from the book because it's actually quite beautiful.
Okay.
To give testimony is to publicly place our lives on the line in order to stand up for what we believe in. The testimony that Mary Magdalene gives to the court of Tiberius Caesar is still celebrated at Easter in the Eastern Orthodox Church with the tradition of exchanging red eggs. According to legend, Mary Magdalene traveled to the court of Tiberius Caesar after Christ was crucified in order to give testimony to witnessing his resurrection. Because of her high social standing, she was given an audience before the court. I've always imagined that the testimony she then gave of Christ's resurrection was her first sermon. We can only imagine how she described what it was like to see Christ at the empty tomb, what it was like to see two angels standing where his head and feet had been, what it was like for the angels to ask her, "Why are you weeping?" And then for her to turn and see a familiar-looking gardener who asked her the same question, "Why are you weeping?" And how it was only when the gardener said her name, it was only when she heard her name in his voice that she recognized Christ. Love, I have always imagined her saying, is stronger than death. If we can see with the eye of the heart, there is no separation between this world and the next. The love that Christ and Mary embodied in life endures the loss of the physical body. Mary picked up an egg as she was testifying to Christ's resurrection. I've imagined this is because she wanted to point out, she wanted to point us to the truth that all life comes from within. And because she saw Christ from within her with the eye of her heart, and I've imagined that for her the egg as a symbol of the divine feminine was a good visual to try to help the court grasp that we each contain a soul within us like a yolk within an egg. Caesar was not persuaded by Mary's testimony, so he allegedly declared to her, "A body can no more resurrect than that egg in your hand could turn red." The egg in Mary's hand immediately turned red. So, you know, a lot of times we can write a book, right? We can put ourselves out there and there'll be people that are naysayers or, you know, try to make us look bad, things like that. And it's just to remember, you know, to be tough, right? You know, obviously you have nervousness around it because there's this trepidation that what if people don't think it's good, right? Or what if I'm picked apart because there will be criticisms that come. You know, it may be in the form of, you know, editors and publishers on your way to getting your book out there. And we have to accept them, right? Like we have to take a deep breath and say, okay, you know, these people are professional. They're not trying to hurt my feelings, right?
Right.
They're trying to be constructive criticism. But, of course, there'll also be people that don't agree with what you have in your book, too. And that'll just be, you know, part of what it is, right? I mean, because, unfortunately, with everything and anything we do, not every person is going to, you know, be behind it. So just be prepared for that stuff. And don't let it get you down off your, you know, off your cloud nine either. Like, celebrate yourself. You know, I mean, it's a huge accomplishment to write a book and to achieve that, you know, that milestone. It's a big deal. And, you know, regardless of what anyone thinks or says, you know, be sure to celebrate you. Be sure to, you know, pat yourself on the back and say, hey, you know what, I did this. And I wanted to, this is something I wanted to do. It meant a lot to me, and I did it. Yay. Good for me. You know?
I like that, yes.
You know, you have yourself the bottle of champagne and whatever you need to do, right? To make you, you know, to celebrate that you did this. because I would, I mean, in my opinion, if I finally sat and wrote a book, whether it got to a publisher or not, the fact that I got it down and wrote the book would be a huge accomplishment on its own to me. So
right.
I have to remember that. I need to say, hey, good job. You did that.
Right.
And, you know, oftentimes we don't do that. So
I was just
going to
say,
in our lives. So, yeah.
So, a lot of people don't stop and give themselves the credit that they deserve.
Absolutely. Make sure you're acknowledging yourself, even the steps on the way there. You know, don't just wait till you get the book finished, but, you know, congratulate yourself when you do start that first page, or you do, you know, set aside a time that you're going to do this every week or every day or whatever. You know, those little milestones, celebrate those too. But that'll make the whole adventure more fun, and it'll go by quicker. So you'll be done before you know it.
I like
it'll
that.
It'll make you want to do it too. So,
right.
So that is my message for you, Marie. I hope that
that's
that helps
you. Beautiful message.
Gives you a little motivation. And
yeah.
We can't wait to hear what happens. So make sure you call us back and update us for sure.
Oh, I
all
definitely
right?
will. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
all
hi,
right.
Marie.
Well, we'll put you on hold. Just continue to listen. Oh.
Did
somebody else have something?
Peg's here. Finally.
Okay.
Yeah, I just popped on about, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, I guess. I was listening to the readings, and as someone who has written a book, it took me 5 years to finally sit down to write the book, and I changed initially from what I initially started something, and I completely changed it in 3 months. So that very much can happen, you know. But it sounds like you know what you're going to be writing about. You know,
I do.
So I think what the others had said as far as, you know, doing an outline, you know, just a basic outline is a good start, because it could probably change too, you know, as you're writing, because you may have new insights about what you're doing. And so the name of the card that I have is Magic Happens When You Most Expect It. And it's number 44 from the Sacred Creator's Oracle deck. So I'm just going to read it and what insights I can get for you after. Magic happens when you most expect it, in a life full of structure and rules, and the also very unmagical excuse of coincidence. One needs to expect magic to happen in order to prime the pump and bring it in. And I think that for you, I think that the magic will happen once you begin. You know, and it also says actually one needs to actively to be actively waiting and watching for it. Magic and serendipity show up in your life all the time, yet they are often missed when they surface in ways that we least expect them to. It's time to call things into being by setting an intention, taking action on that intention, and expecting it to work. Watch for proof that it's coming to you and prepare for a few, oh my goddess body crap, it's working moments when offers, opportunities, experiences, freebies, and all the guiding help you need begin to show up. As you awaken miracles with an incredibly magical mindset, start writing the signs down as they arrive. I feel like it's almost like start writing down what you want for your book too. And this active co-creation with the universe will build on the simple magic of serendipity and the proof that your dreams are taking shape will accelerate their formation. So, you know, it's just a matter of focus and just seeing where it all leads you. And it sounds very exciting, and I wish you a lot of luck.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and congratulations on your book. Let me ask you, if I may, from the time you sat down to start writing it, how long did it take you in total to finish, from start to finish?
You may not want to hear that, but it took me 2.5 years.
How long?
2.5 years.
Oh, okay.
Because I was sharing messages from the angels for each day. So it was 365 messages plus a few more, I guess. So, yeah, so it did take me a while. Like the first 6 months, I was writing a message every day. And then after that, I felt like my angel said, you know, you don't really have to do that. You can, you know, write when you get inspired. So, but that's me, you know. I mean, I think I got the intuitiveness that I was going to write a book like in 2005. And I didn't really start until 2009 and changed it in the beginning of 2010. So, and then I added things, like I added the journal exercise that I have. So, and that wasn't like until about 3 months later. So things evolve, is I guess what I'm trying to tell you. You know, it's good to have, you know, a framework. But be prepared because it could change too. So,
right.
Yeah. So,
okay,
but and enjoy the process too. You know, it is quite a process, to go through. So I think you will find it enlightening.
and I'm sure
others will too. You know, when you have the finished product. So, you're welcome.
Well,
you have
ladies,
a good night, and I can't wait to hear.
Okay, I will definitely keep you guys up to date. I really appreciate it. Everything was wonderful. I appreciate hearing from you all and the positiveness and the messages, and thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. We'll put you on hold to listen to this show.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Another great caller, lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. It looks like our Skype caller went away. I'll try our other 607 caller again, maybe. And then looks like we have one other. So hopefully we'll get a hit here.
Yeah, we have 10 minutes.
Technical difficulties, Peg. All right, here we go. Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please? Area code 607?
I guess not.
I guess not. Okay. All right, we'll try this other caller. Area code 512, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah. My first name is Carmen. All right.
Carmen.
Hi, Carmen. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I am in the process of selling my house, and I've been asking for guidance for a really graceful time to sell it. I would like assistance on how to get that answer. Sometimes it's March, and then, but maybe that's not. It's been on the market for a month already.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. You want to know when? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
When is it going to happen? Yeah.
And I don't know.
Before I always do a meditate. This is Jan, by the way. I always do a meditation before the show, and there's animals that come in, and one of them was a white mouse, and so when you start speaking, I saw the white mouse, so I always like it when that happens, when I get the clear picture beforehand, and then it does show up. So let me see. It has a pink nose, and it's really cute. I don't usually get white mouses, and so this is really fun to get something like this because it's like a completely different.
Intriguing for me.
Yeah. So let me see here. I don't even know what it means.
I love rodents, and I spent a whole bunch of money, like I would say over $10,000 on mice damage with this house that I bought a house that had a lot of problems. You know, I learned the hard way. But in any case, they're still adorable to me. But
yeah. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so let's see. Pay close attention to details so as not to let anything important escape your attention. It's a time of plenty for you, yet one that requires vigilance in order to avoid any diminished or significant losses. You may be missing something that is obvious and right in front of you. It's an appropriate time for closer scrutiny of all things going on in your life and to sort out which no longer fits. Make a dispassionate assessment of your strengths and your limitations without judgment and be completely honest with yourself. You're missing an opportunity by narrowly focusing your attention on only one or two activities. You're very detail-oriented, and you're very organized. You're able to put things in their proper places, back in, you know. You're clean and fastidious, and you like to warehouse supplies, keeping enough around so that you don't have to worry. That's interesting. So I don't know if you relate to any of that, but it's kind of neat what it says. And I'm getting springtime for selling the house. Did you give a time? Did you say something when you thought it might be?
I mentioned March, and there's a part of me who gets worried about. Shouldn't I just be moving to another place right away and get impatient? But I keep getting March.
Right.
So that's.
I think you're right, though. I think you're about, because that's, I'm getting the spring. I heard the word spring loud and clear. So I think you're right on, you know, around that time, March, April, May, in the spring era. And so, yeah, that's exciting. And so. I think it just
it's funny that you spent money on mice damage and I see a mouse for you. I just think that's funny.
You know,
but,
boundaries. I learned that I needed to learn that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But so, yep, I'm seeing the spring. That's what I'm getting. I'm hearing the spring for you. So I think you're going to have some good times. I'm hearing good times and new beginnings, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be a positive thing for you. So we're almost out of time, and I think I'll pass you right over to Liz. I mean, Mary.
Thank you, Jen. Okay.
You're welcome.
It's so good to have your assistance. And the white light.
This is speed reading, Carmen, because we have
right,
4 minutes.
Let's do it.
But
I'm so excited.
I'm going to do it really quickly. This is Mary, by the way. I got, before you even said March, I was getting 3. So when you said March, it's just a confirmation that it is in March. So around that time, you know, I definitely got a 3. So, the guys have been really, really good with giving me time frames for people. So I've been doing readings for people and I've been giving them time and they come back and say, oh my gosh, you were spot on. And this card is really quickly, I'll read it to you from the postcard from Spirit. It says, dearest you, going the extra mile to achieve your dreams and putting in some overtime will reap big rewards. Now is the time for you to act, to stir up some energy and put some, put those plans into action. There are many windows of opportunity that open but close quickly when you don't take the risk and go for it. Today, be confident that your hard work will pay off and you'll feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of reaching your desired outcome. It might turn out even better than you expected. Isn't that amazing? Remember, however much you're willing to put work you're willing to put in, we will match you tenfold on our end. Everyone over here is rooting for you to win the game of life. So just do it. Loving you so much. And it says, there's a key in the back with a mirror, and it says, unlock your magic. So you have some
perfect,
powerful magic, Carmen.
That's what I need to do.
Yes. You know what you can
do,
Carmen, because we're all magical beings. So I've been tapping into that. So I have to tell you that it's just visualize yourself that the house is already sold or your place is already sold and feel it in your body. What is it that you're feeling? And it's going to come faster. I mean, I feel I did get a 3, but, you know, the more visualization and the more you feel it as if it's already occurred, the faster it can come. They wanted me to tell you that. And then I got, there's something that you need to let go of. So I'm going to give you this card because I almost forgot. It's from the Letting Go deck. And it says, achieving clarity in my relationship. And it says, today I will remember that even the best relationships have low points. If the low point is the norm in my current relationship, I may have to consider if I want to continue it. If the low point is temporary, I will practice understanding. I know that I will achieve clarity and make the right decision. Okay, and I'll switch you over to Liz or...
That makes so much sense. Thank you for the extra card.
That's what I thought because I wrote
thank
down release what no longer serves you, reiterating what Jan had said to you because that's the first thing I got. Okay, who's next?
I know efficiency. I got it. I understand. So thank you.
You're welcome, Garby. Okay, who's next? We got 50 seconds.
You're
going to
go,
okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'll just say a little something, and you probably have time to say something, too. The first word that I got was patience, you know, and we don't have patience with things like that. And, you know, the normal saying of everything happens in divine timing, I think, is also, you know, apropos. You know, maybe there's some loose ends that you have to kind of settle also.
Mm-hmm.
but I feel like your house will be sold, you know, and either early spring possibly or late spring, you know, and it's, you know, it's the waiting and, you know, wondering where you're going to live next, you know, so it's almost like having some ideas for that too in the time that you are waiting, you know.
It's very cycle accurate.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really all I have to say because everyone else pretty much said everything. So good luck.
Well, I'm very fortunate that I got in my question.
Yeah. Hi, Carmen, it's Liz. I'll try to give you what I've got here quickly. I pulled a card out of the Mary Magdalene deck, and I got the Cave of Eggs, and it says, we exist in and with each other. And so I was immediately thinking what Mary said, but not of you picturing your house being sold. I saw you envisioning the people, the family that you want to live there. Like, how would they be, you know, what would they be enjoying and all of that? Like, picture that family coming to the home. That's what I saw you envisioning.
Really enjoying it.
When I opened up to read from the book, because I'm like, she wanted some timeline here. Like, this is not any help to me. And so I opened it up, and I'm just going to read you the first line. It says, on the first page of the fragments that have been found of Mary's gospel, Christ says, every nature, every model form, every creature exists in and with each other. And it's Mary 2-2. 2-2 is my dad's birthday, which is Groundhog's Day here in the United States. And it's always 6 more weeks of winter or 6 more weeks till spring. And I'm like, well, that's March. So that was the message. So I agree with the March, but I also agree with, you know, you're in control of your destiny. So if you start really envisioning that family that's going to be living there and enjoying that home and or, you know, whoever, you can make it happen faster. But March is going to be the dead on if you don't change anything date, I would say.
Well,
for
thank
sure.
You.
So.
Yeah, that all makes so much sense. And you helped me understand the ideas of destiny and what I can encourage and be open to the best possible
timeline. Absolutely. So,
thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad we got to get you in, Carmen.
I was so lucky.
Sometimes we get cut off.
Yeah, I was impressed. Well,
it was great,
everybody.
Good
to hear.
Yes, and call us back and let us know how it goes.
Oh, I would
love
to
hear
what
happened.
Okay.
All right. Have a great night.
Thanks, Carmen.
You too.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Carmen. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Big hug, everyone.
All right.
Wow. Great show.
Wow. I'm glad that we got a chance to finish the reading. That's amazing. That's so awesome.
I know. Yeah. I love that. For all the people that were on the phone.
Yeah, I took the so numbers weird. Down for next week just in case because there were, the people that you picked up, but they weren't talking.
Yeah.
Those were
so, that was so mm-hmm. bizarre. And I
had
this constant clicking the whole show. Did you guys hear, I had a constant clicking noise the entire show on my phone. I don't know if you guys heard that.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I was like,
I didn't have
logic.
That. Huh.
Well, who knows? Maybe it was just me. All right. Well, have a great evening, ladies. I won't be here next week, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So I will see you in 2 weeks, baby. Or is that Christmas? Where are we? I don't even know. Oh, it'll be right before Christmas. Great. The 20th. So that's when I'll be back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We're just going to be on that night. I guess we'll see what happens because we never know.
Yeah.
Take care, everyone.
All right. Take care, everyone.
You too.
Meg, thanks for joining. Oh, she hung up. Okay.
Thanks, everybody. It was just beautiful.
Yes, it was such a beautiful show. Thank you.